This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, second the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
I don't have enough monitor space. I was thinking might have to get one of those spaceship situations.
Yeah, where you have the five screens, like your
Shout out to friend of the program, Doug Kazarian, who debuted one of the most amazing.
Does look like your laptop's about to take flight there.
I feel like we both should get one at some point just for the effect.
Visually, it'd be very powerful.
It also shows people outside that we're ball knowers.
Kramer, College Football Week 0 is coming up. And, of course, get your college football guide from VSiN. 138 FBS teams previewing them all. The preseason top 50, power ratings, proven betting systems. College Football Betting Guide is just amazing. I contributed some as well. Kramer is in there. Make a strong case. JVT also likes Air Force to win the Mountain West, but there's a bunch of great picks, bets, Heisman's, of course, from VSiN's sharpest.
I got a long shot in there to make the playoff. You got to check out the guide.
Okay, great tease, Kramer. And, of course, VSiN Pro, when you are a VSiN Pro, and if you're not, you're a VSiN amateur, go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Get in for as little as $9.99, or you can lock in a full year, 50% off. Great deal right now. Get in for football season and beyond, VSiN.com/subscribe. Kramer, we got some preseason games to break down.
Oh, we do. All right, so we got a full slate of Saturday games. They're helping our body clocks get ready. Unfortunately, it's a Saturday, not a Sunday, but we are talking 10 a.m. on the West Coast. We'll start with Carolina and Buffalo in the great new stadium that the Bills have built. And
Heimer.
Their entire fan base hates it. It's really, I feel bad. It's funny. The Bills have always been such a everyone roots for them franchise. And now the entire energy is being focused on the fact that they built a horrible stadium. This one is currently Bills -3 here at Circa. Total is 39. What's the angle here? We have some a younger coaching staff in Buffalo now. Historically, Buffalo was kind of on our radar.
Sean McDermott was a very good preseason head coach.
Old school guy. Now it's new school.
Yeah, and that being said, the small dogs are pretty appealing overall in preseason. I do like, you saw the Arizona Cardinals with a nice win over the Las Vegas Raiders. There was even some line movement, and the Raiders were the favorite. Cardinals won outright as a dog. I think the fact that you already have the Hall of Fame game, that to me is the strongest indicator here. So I will take the Panthers +3, but we're not going to be getting much Haynes King.
No.
We will be getting a heavy dose probably of Kenny Pickett, who's...
Worries me a little bit.
A little bit. And Buffalo, did they get up for this? New stadium... I could see it, but
no. Everyone hates the new stadium.
Yeah, that's true. I'll go Panthers here +3. There's some stuff I like better on the card here, but the fact that I liked it at 1.5. The fact that we're getting 3 full points now, I think you got to go Panthers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll take it. Might as well just play it on the money line. And yeah, I mean, how do you build a stadium in 2026? We have AI. We have all this stuff, and they have obstructed views like we're in the 1970s, sitting in the vet behind a concrete column. It's unbelievable. I feel bad for the Bills fans. Could it be a bad omen, or is it the ultimate chip that goes on their shoulder? Wasn't there a curse of the pit, and now the pit has been filled in by a thing everyone hates?
Well, that was the weird Bills thing that was going on when they were digging out this the foundation, I guess, for the new stadium, created this giant pit, and there was jokes about sacrificing stuff into the pit. And
I don't know about you, but my understanding of building things on top of burial grounds doesn't usually go well. So maybe
the
this
pit
is a new
has cursed them.
They've already been cursed. Perhaps this is double curse.
And maybe that's what they need to break it, though.
All right, we're both on the Panthers plus the points. This was not a joint practice, so no talk of the total. Another 10 a.m. game, three of them, which is nice. Get the three TV setup going, Sean, at God's Eye. Minnesota taking on the New York Giants. A little bit of a revenge spot here for Flores and his lawsuit. Meanwhile, somehow, Sean, John Harbaugh is catching 2.5 points at home. The total is an astronomical 43.
Now, the
tell me what you think of this game.
The his ATS record cooled off there a little bit because they were like hanging massive numbers when, you know, the Ravens, of course, went on that crazy preseason winning streak and covering a bunch. It was like 20 something times in a row. And they even like clearly started caring about it.
And then they started losing as big favorites.
Yeah. And kind of unraveled their late in the Harbaugh era there. That being said, he still is 48-16 straight up historically in preseason games. I think he wants to get off on the right foot. And then when you're breaking down the backup quarterback situation, are we going to see much of Jackson Dart?
Yeah, you're going to see some Jackson Dart.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think so. I guess it's one of those interesting things. If you're not going to play Andrew Thomas and then all the linemen, should you put him out? I think you're going to see him out there. I think they've obviously been working through some stuff. I don't see why you wouldn't put him out there. But your other two backups are
Jameis Winston.
And even Brandon Allen, he's a quarterback that's been in the NFL for a while. So you have two guys that should be able to operate an offense in the preseason against twos and threes.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're a home dog, smash it for the Giants. I really like this spot for them. Just a Harbaugh as a dog in the preseason at home, going up against Wentz, Brosmer, and J.J. McCarthy. And you got Jameis Winston, who the YOLO ball, I think, will work here at home.
Oh, yeah. Jameis, if you're making a ranking of like guys you want to if you're drafting quarterbacks for preseason.
Yeah, Jameis is going to go all out.
And he's actually had a very, it's not talked about a ton because he's a backup quarterback, but he's had a relative to Jackson Dart. The ball has
QB
not
controversy.
No, not at all. But he has been slinging it. Game number 3 at 10 a.m. Cleveland. We talked about the Browns a little bit on the show so far. They're laying 3 in Chicago. 40 is the total. These totals are astronomical for the first week of the preseason. Bears catching 3 here at home against a Cleveland team that is, are any of the quarterbacks going to be able to line the team up?
This is insane. I looked at this number a bunch, Ryan. This makes no sense that the Bears
it's moved.
Yeah. How are the Bears underdogs here? I truly don't understand it.
Limited sample. So I guess the argument would be Ben Johnson comes from the Dan Campbell, I don't care coaching tree, but last year Ben Johnson cared.
Yeah, he was 2-0-1 straight up last year.
He's also a psycho. He wants to have the greatest offense ever. Yeah. There's a lot of things that make me think he's probably closer to Sean Payton, who, by the way, is the godfather to Dan Campbell than Dan Campbell in terms of preseason caring. So I can easily draw that coaching
tree. And just look at this quarterback room right now for Chicago. Tyson Bagent, they paid Tyson Bagent a lot of money.
For a backup, yeah.
For a backup, and decent money. And there was, Ben Johnson almost feels bad that he kind of wants to, like, give him an opportunity to be a starter. And then behind him is veteran Case Keenum. I think Tyson Bagent and Case Keenum are better than any Browns quarterback.
Well, would Tyson Bagent start for the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't think that's crazy.
No.
And he has command of the room. He takes these opportunities very,
it's not crazy at all. We're talking about Deshaun Watson in a, fifth round pick and a third round pick?
And it's year one of the Todd Monken offense. And there's been all these reports of how sloppy they've looked in practice. So you have worse quarterbacks in a new system that are Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders, and you're on the road as favorites?
Do you risk playing Deshaun Watson in the preseason?
I don't know. Yes. I think you have to. You have to try and get some sort of good momentum going. Now, hey,
God help us if Shedeur plays well.
It's preseason.
The internet's going to be crazy.
Shedeur has had some moments in preseason, but I will. I think the Bears offense is going to be able to move the ball, especially with Bagent and Case Keenum.
I'll tell you what, I do plan on turning on alerts for Chocina Anderson during this game. That's the one thing I do know about the Chicago-Cleveland game.
Yeah, I don't know how much you factored in from previous head coaches, but Chicago's been on a 9-2-1 straight up, 10-2 ATS in the last 4 preseasons.
Yeah, I love the idea. I don't know about the Carolina spot as much, but I love putting Chicago and the Giants into a money line parlay.
Yeah.
Or do we just take the points and play scared?
Well, I do think in preseason, these 2.5s.
Smart.
Because, there's some sloppiness. generally, if it's a tie game situation, they're obviously going to go for two.
Yeah.
And try and win the game because you don't want to tie. So there's no overtime. I think that makes the, you know, the smaller spreads a little more valuable than normal.
In the words of Joe Shane, scared money don't make money.
Yeah. So I love the Bears here. That's one of my favorite plays.
All right. So we're playing them single, but and we're also going to put them into a parlay, right?
100%.
We agree with that?
Yes. Mm. All in on the Bears.
Looks like I'll be taking home some preseason tickets. That's always fun. Hey, what do you got in your bag there, sir? Nothing. Just some preseason
nothing declared,
football
just
tickets.
Just some CLV. I wonder if they'll let us bring it on the plane, Ryan, because, of course, it's very sharp. Maybe they...
It is.
Maybe they would not want us to get in there. And
are we playing Tyson Bagent props?
That's where it gets a little tricky because...
Do we have numbers yet? I'll pull it up.
I'm guessing they're going to be hanging his passing yards at like 98 yards.
Yeah.
The problem is...
What's his rushing number?
Do they play him for the whole half? Do they play him a quarter and a half? You know, that's where it gets tricky taking these props.
How does he not play a half? 94 and a half.
Yeah, I would definitely take the over.
A half passing touchdowns.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting in there.
We're going to build
Tyson
some
Bagent. Special, what do we call him? Special Bagent? We have a t-shirt in the merch store that when Tyson Bagent fever was sweeping Chicago. Didn't really ever take off that nickname. When we return, we got four more NFL preseason games to break down. Picks for every single game. Stay tuned. Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Glad I took Southern California on the run line here.
Oh, Little League World Series?
Yeah.
How dare you, Ryan? Gambling on the Little League World Series? Wait till they hear about that.
I'm going to get a spanking.
Look, yes, everyone's going to be so mad. This is awesome. If you don't know, this is coming up here. VSiN on the clock, second annual Pro Football Futures Draft, hosted by our good buddy Dustin Sweetelson, who's back on cashing out. But very fun idea and concept. Bunch of VSiN hosts, and they got some special guests this year as well. Keyshawn Johnson, Nick Buckeye, and the guru himself, John Hansen. It's basically like this big draft, but instead of taking fantasy players, you're taking futures, win totals, player props. Very fun format, must watch TV. It's just great. I got in the calendar Thursday, August 20th at 5 o'clock East, only on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Yeah, and I was on Follow the Money earlier. Keyshawn will be in studio with Mitch and Paul.
Oh, awesome. Electric. Hopefully they do win some, lose some. I want to see Keyshawn react to some dog videos. I could see him and Paulie having a lot of fun.
I mean, for those who don't know, Keyshawn has turned into a pretty good radio head.
Great on media. And again, these drafts are awesome because it's all the VSiN experts making case for their futures bets. And it's great to see when someone steals someone else's, or if someone's fading the Giants, Kramer gets really angry. So,
last year was Jensen Lewis. I had to go after. I'm sure I'll be commenting.
But he was right, though, right?
I'll be commenting on Dave Ross's plays. I'm sure, as the resident Cowboys fan.
Hopefully, our buddy Dave Ross isn't taking any Cowboys.
Although
we're
cool. Me and Dave are cool because he's also on the Hokies this year. So,
oh, you're right.
We're riding high together.
Okay, Kramer.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's talk. We got four more games for Saturday.
Let's get through it. Next one up, Jacksonville heads to New Orleans. This is a 1 p.m. West Coast kick. The number is -1.5 for New Orleans. The home team totals 35.5. We see the total come down here a little bit because we have the fifth and final joint practice matchup of the week. Of course, I play all the joint practice unders, 24 and 18 over the last 2 years. Profitable in three of the last four, but last year it got crushed, so people may be running away from it. So far this week, it's been 3-1. And so, yeah, we'll continuation bet this at with the under. It's already come down from 36.5 when we discussed this a couple days ago, Sean. But who do you like for the side?
Yeah, this one, again, there's some I have a much stronger opinion on. This Jags Saints game to me was a true toss up. So I will take the Jags plus 2.5. I mean, we have two relatively new head coaches, Liam Cohen, 0-2-1 last year, straight up. Kellen Moore, 0-2-1 last year, straight up. You got Spencer Rattler, Zach Wilson, and Hunter Deckers versus Nick Mullins, Carter Bradley, and Joey Aguilar. I would say of that group, Nick Mullins to me is the guy that is probably the best of the group. Maybe Spencer Rattler because of his mobility. But I'll just take the points with the Jags. I think this is an ugly game, and it's a joint practice, Kramer, so I'm guessing you're on the under there.
I'm on the under, and I don't know. I feel more strong that Jacksonville, like Liam Cohen, is a fade coach for whatever. I know it's small sample size. I know you pointed out they have the same record. I also see a Saints team that, again, it's a second-year quarterback. You're dealing with injuries to Jordan Tyson already. It makes a little bit more sense that we might see a little bit more. And Spencer Rattler, I think you're downplaying what he is. He's one of those like fringe guys that he's going to ball out in this game. He understands what's on the line.
But to your point, we saw also in the San Francisco 49ers. Now we have more coaching data on that game, but Tennessee came in and, you know, took care of them, won and covered as a road favorite because I think 49ers were banged up and were very conservative with who they played. Saints have been dealing with some injuries, as you highlight.
Possibly.
I think they're going to be super conservative. Again, not one of my favorite plays, but I'll take the 2.5.
Okay. I'll disagree with you. I'll lay it. 1.5 if you play it here at Circus. So we'll get the best of the number there for both of us. Next up, still at 1 o'clock on the West Coast, the Rams and the Chiefs. -2.5 for Kansas City at home. 35.5 is the total. Now, interesting note on this game, the Rams were involved in a joint practice this week, but it was not against the Chiefs. It was against the Cowboys. We don't really have a lot of data of teams joint practice without a game at the end of the week. And so we hypothesized on the show this week, Sean, that we would just fade those teams.
Yeah, because
the Chiefs aren't coming off a joint practice.
Now, wait, the Rams had a joint practice against the Cowboys.
It was a location thing. The Cowboys, they do their camp out in Oxnard, California. The Rams,
Southern California,
maybe an
right
hour
there.
Down the road. So,
so you're playing, you do a joint practice in Oxnard, then you got to travel out to KC. You got to deal with that heat and humidity. To me, now, Andy Reid historically has not been a coach you want to bet on in the preseason.
Neither has Sean McVay.
Sean McVay, also, you can make that case. The reason why I'm going here with the Chiefs is Justin Fields. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who is the perfect preseason quarterback? Justin Fields will happily run around back there. He'll hold on to the ball too long. He'll run around. And those are the type of plays that do well in the preseason. He's going to use his athleticism. Rams on the other side, you have Stetson Bennett, who doesn't have much experience.
They've been raving about him.
Yeah, who's supposedly dealing. Ty Simpson, who clearly, I get the feeling Sean McVay did not want to draft.
He's probably in the doghouse.
And then Matthew Caldwell versus Chris Oladukun. And then Garrett Nussmeier there for the Chiefs as well. But to me, the strong quarterback handicap is Justin Fields. I think that's going to make the difference. Plus the joint practice with the team you're not playing in the preseason game, I think favors the other team. So give me the Chiefs here.
You can't play Oladukun, right? You got to just get Nussmeier out there.
So we'll see. Everything.
And then, to your point on Justin Fields being a fairly competent preseason quarterback, I mean, he's had some nice preseasons over the year. And I think whether it's him throwing the ball against twos or him deciding to run the ball, that's an advantage. And I just think in general, I like the idea of fading Sean McVay more than anything. All right. So do we want to put any chalk in any of the parlays that we're building? I like this Chiefs spot. I like fading the
Rams. I do. Yeah. Stay tuned for the tail of the tape, which is back.
Okay. The tail of the tape is back.
Yep.
Philly, Baltimore, this one's at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Philly laying 3.5 on the road here, right down the road. 36.5 is the total. Sean?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Are the Eagles going to come bring it? Are they going to try out the new offense? Or are we fading them because the Ravens in a similar spot? Jesse Minter comes from the Harbaugh coaching tree, which means he could be trying here.
Yeah, that's certainly a case for the Ravens. I'm going to go Eagles here. I think the number is probably telling you something here. Lane, you know, the fact that they're, what, 3.5 point road favorites.
If I'm circling this one as the one tomorrow that like grows, right?
Yeah, this is the one, and you saw some lines jump. I wouldn't be surprised if this closes Eagles as like a 6 point favorite as we get closer to kick. The reason for me that I think you should be laying the points here with the Eagles, it's not even the homer action. It's you're getting Andy Dalton and Tanner McKee, which are in a legit QB2 battle. Ooh. And I think they're going to want to give them a decent shake here.
McKee has done well in the preseason.
McKee has had some really good preseasons. Obviously, Andy Dalton, experienced vet, much like Tyler Huntley there on the other side.
Behind, say, Huntley pretty good.
Behind Huntley for the Ravens, though, you have Joe Fagnano and Skylar Thompson. I would say the guy that really could surprise people is Cole Payton, who's this lefty from North Dakota State, who has just been... he's been ripping throws in practice. He'll throw some interceptions. He's going to run all over the place. I think the Eagles have the perfect preseason quarterback combo. Like what you're looking for out of quarterbacks is you get some veteran guys who have a bunch of experience that are going to be obviously locked in here, trying out the new offense. Maybe that's a step against them. I like the Eagles' offensive line depth. And then Cole Payton, the wild card at the end, running it in for a late score. So I said on the podcast 2013 with Cole Payton running in for a late score.
So I don't know if the depth charts are just varied here, but like Austin Reed is listed on the depth chart for the Ravens in a couple places, okay. Not Skylar Thompson. So
Yeah, I didn't do that much digging.
Well, but it is confusing that we have multiple depth charts. But yeah, I mean, again, the only concern I have is that Jesse Minter is a Harbaugh guy. So there could be that. But I think to your point, once the number gets to 3.5, we're learning something about the game, right? And right now, the only team that has really, Cincy and Miami both defeated as chalk. So I guess it's right down the middle in terms of if the steam is going to be right. But I'm with you. I'll lay it with the Eagles. There does seem to be some news coming out that lead people to believe that the Eagles are going to try harder, I guess. Can't take Lamar in the preseason. Last one. Real quick, 5 p.m., Dallas Cowboys, Seattle Seahawks.
Give me Seattle laying the 2.5. One, Dallas is that team that had the joint practice that's playing a team that isn't the team they played in the joint practice. Yeah. Dallas has been horrible in the preseason on the road, 2-18 straight up. And Jalen Milroe, baby, for the Seahawks.
All of it. And fade the Cowboys.
And Dallas sucks. When we return, the return of Sports Betting Blackjack.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, second the money. Green with my partner in picks, Ryan. Real money. Kramer, what's happening, Kramer?
Just rerunning highlights to the corner is very distracting. Just football on all the time.
Yes.
Very nice.
We are full in football mode. What better way to celebrate football than with a round of sports betting blackjack?
Should you hit?
Hit me.
You have 17, sir.
I like to live dangerously.
Should you stay?
5.
I'll stay.
I also like to live dangerously.
Let's see what the guys choose this week on Sports Betting Blackjack.
You know, Ryan, the key to blackjack is whatever hand you're dealt, you convince yourself it's a good hand.
Yes.
A winning hand. You got to have that winning posture. You have to believe it's a winner. So in that vein, we deal ourselves blackjack hands against a dealer who is showing an ace. Horrible start, Ryan. And each one of our cards coincides with a future that we have to convince ourselves is a good card. Very easy. Ready? You can play along at home.
5 of spades for Sean.
5 of spades against an ace. This is a winning hand. And my 5 of spades coincides with Packers. 17-1 most regular season wins. Well, if you tuned into the Packers preview, you would see that I don't necessarily believe this. But since I'm convincing myself this is a winning hand and a winning bet, the case here is fairly simple. They win some of their close games. Mm-hmm. in the NFC North. You have a, finally they got rid of some of the dead weight, more dialed in offense. Micah Parsons, the injury, not that bad. He hits the ground running. Tucker Kraft, who's also coming off a major injury, he's healthy. Now, Tucker Kraft is supposed to play week one. And Jordan Love, the data nerds, the film bros, love them some Jordan Love. So if you like Jordan Love to win MVP, you should also probably be considering Packers' most regular season wins. And I do think LaFleur is a good head coach. They have a good home field. And we just talked about Cooper there on the defensive side. They have some defensive talent. If they can hold the line until they get Micah Parsons back defensively, and if Josh Jacobs can get out of jail and the running game's fine, then sure. Yeah. This is a Packers being 13-4. I'm seeing it. Give me the Packers 17-1 most wins.
You need him to not miss time.
Josh Jacobs. Yeah, that helps. That helps.
All right, I'll take my first card, four of clubs.
What do you got here, Kramer?
Four of clubs. Oh, Lions over 10.5 wins. I mean, the schedule's a joke.
Yeah.
Love this. They're favored 14 times.
It's wild. Last place schedule.
That's what's crazy is they somehow finished lower than the Vikings last year. Let's see here. Their schedule, they are favored 14 times. Like I said, their dog spots at Buffalo week 2, at Chicago week 17, at Green Bay week 18. This is a fun one because you're going to get it done early.
Yeah.
They have all three of their divisional road games are week 15, 17, and 18. And so they don't really go outside a ton before then. Their outdoor trips are at Buffalo week 2, at Carolina week 4, at Miami week 9. They do have the international spot, but even that, I believe, is a I'm going to take that back. That is not a dome there in Germany. But again, this is a team that has a lot of winnable spots. 10.5 feels a bit low. There's a little. You would expect there to be some chalk. I think the juice here is a little worse than out at other places, but it's -110 at the Green Book. I think it's -125 here at Circa. Love this one. I don't love the Lions even, but it's hard to imagine with this schedule.
I mean, we did our Lions preview, and I was the pessimistic guy, and I still got them to 10-7.
You were 10-7. I was 11.
So that was like me being almost worst case scenario.
I have them, it's going to be a sweat, but I have them essentially winning their 10th game week 14 against the Titans, or their 11th game week 14 against the Titans, then losing out. So
yeah,
could get spicy.
If they don't get it early, it could be trouble.
Card two for you, Sean, is the two of spades. Uh-oh.
Two of spades. So I'm sitting on a 7 here. Two of spades. Oh. Chargers most wins.
Give it to me.
It's the regular season, so it's Justin Herbert's time to shine. You give Justin Herbert an offensive line, he's got no excuses. You got Mike McDaniel, the coaching hipster.
I'm going to have to bet this.
He's a tough guy to listen to. I can see if I was a Dolphins fan, he's all over the place. And
yeah.
He's still rocking the capri pants.
He's different.
Which I guess it fits in L.A. Yeah. Maybe he's on those messenger bikes, Ryan.
I'd argue he fits in more in L.A. than he did.
He's got the old lady sunglasses, but he knows how to coach up some offense, and you hit the ground running. There has not been any crazy debilitating injuries. They're huge favorites in a bunch of games. You have Harbaugh. I think the floor is really pretty high for this team, and certainly the ceiling is there. So I got the Broncos winning that division, but it could be, the Chargers are the team I have second in the AFC West. So them, they're able to beat the Broncos head to head, them getting to the top of the AFC, and maybe the NFC is a little more competitive. 14-3 is in the realm of possibilities for the Chargers. 19-1, and then they lose in the first round of the playoffs. That's the only way they get to the divisional round. They have a first round bye. So Chargers most wins 19-1. That is a fun one.
Yeah, I might have to get down on that one. Yeah. All right, my second two of diamonds. We're gonna be here all night. Two of diamonds. Oh, Bengals under 10.5 wins. This is tricky. They are favored 15 times this year.
You watch that preseason game, Ryan. It gets a lot easier when the O-line's not Orlando Brown struggling, their left tackle.
O-line didn't look good in general. They looked a little out of sync. I saw Dexter Lawrence must be taking in the Skyline Chili because he was getting stonewalled by a sixth round pick. Yeah, you got to hope things change. But if Dexter Lawrence and that defensive line isn't what they're supposed to be.
Kramer, Joe Burrow's been a starter for 6 years. How many times has he gone over this win total?
What? I'll guess because you're asking me once.
Once.
Yeah. There's the case. Dicey one, though. Because I would, me personally, not the blackjack.
No, don't do that. It's not the bit.
Here you go.
Next All right, card. I got a 7 against an ace. Obviously, I'm taking a card. Oh, 15. I got an 8 of clubs.
We're going to
so
be here.
Taking another card. We got to speed things up here. Bengals over 10.5
I'll
wins.
Trade you.
So, the obviously, the opposite side is that the offensive line that struggled, okay, they figure it out. And the case is Joe Burrow, they go on that Super Bowl run with a bad offensive line.
Yeah.
And on the other side, Shamar Stewart, maybe that injury isn't as bad as we were seeing.
They did reinforce that defensive front.
Yeah, I think the front seven could be good. And I think that's really what it's going to take for them to get this 11 wins. And as much as I bust his chops there, Joe Burrow is a very good quarterback with an incredibly high ceiling. So you're getting plus odds on the over 10.5. Joe Burrow, the offensive line holds and they get over this 10.5 wins in my mind.
And I believe they hold I think it's only the Rams are favored in more games this year by the look aheads. So next up for me, 10 of diamonds. And we are working.
16 and we are 15 working this against deck. An ace.
If this was Spanish 21, we'd be on to something. Oh, no. Titans over 6.5 wins.
Well, the case is easy to make.
What's they trade for a quarterback? They get new coaches?
Salah gets the most out of that defense.
Here's the case. Tate is him. Calvin Ridley is back to his pre-gambling self. And Wandell Robinson has another 1,000-yard campaign. And Cam Ward is an MVP candidate.
That's how they get over. All right, I got a 15 against an ace. I got to take another card. And it's a 9. Busted out. All right. Well, may as well do the...
9 of hearts.
What do we got? 9 of hearts is the Rams over 11.5 wins. Well, the Rams are a super team. They got it. Aaron Donald seems like he's coming back. Myles Garrett ignored the knee swelling. Puka Nacua, he runs through a glass wall at a party. He's biting chicks, anti-Semitic remarks. He's only going to miss a game.
Sean McVay must love that, though. Hey, look at this guy. We got running through a wall.
How are they not going to win all their games? So that's easy. Give me the Rams over.
Yeah, maybe they start 0-2 and then they run 15 off after that. Next up for me, I have to take a hit. Also a bust.
Oh, bust.
Queen of spades.
This means we're playing craps, not blackjack
today.
Yeah,
100% right? We're playing. Queen of spades. Bills most wins.
Oh, that's easy.
I love fading the Patriots this year. They have zero resistance in their division otherwise. And so let's just say they split with the Patriots and they go potentially could go 5-1 in the division. Love them to be on a mission. Love the new defensive coordinator and the idea that they maybe get a little bit more attacking. And yeah, Joe Brady. He's been held down by Sean McDermott. So that's it.
Kramer, flip over what the dealer has. Dealer has an ace and a 2. Hit him.
13
the dealer has. Got a king.
An ace, a 2, a king, a 3. That's 16.
16. One more. Oh, the dealer would have busted.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the worst outcome. Well, hey, we get the loser out of the way. It's preseason even for sports betting a blackjack there. Kramer, when we return... We've already discussed this market a little bit, but we're going to dive in. Fast futures, a.k.a. the leaders in the first 3 weeks. Bunch of fun plays here. I think some long shots are live. Don't want to miss out. Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, second the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Happy Friday, Sean.
TGIF. Happy, almost happy Saturday to the East Coast there, coming up against it. But Kramer, we've been kind of alluding to the Green Book came up with this market, it seems, and some of the other books are offering similar outcomes here. The leader market in a bunch of stat leader stuff, but for just the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, we just did a Detroit preview where we should start there because
The one we gave out with our buddy Easy, who's a Detroit Lions super fan, really knows his stuff. This one I think is fun. Isaiah Tesla, most receiving touchdowns in the first 3 weeks at 100-1.
Oh, so you went okay.
And I also like Jameson Williams, yeah, most receiving yards, 65-1.
Okay, so I like JMO touchdowns as well. I think,
yeah, maybe I'm getting cute here. And the touchdowns I think are obviously great for maybe you don't win, but you dead heat. If you want to go golf, that's fine. His number's shorter, but Tesla with the touchdowns, and I think Williams with the receiving yards and touchdowns fine as well, but I kind of like yards better. But just look at this first three games for the Detroit Lions at home against the Saints, obviously in a dome. Saints are banged up, and then Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, they're gonna play at some point in this, but they're not going to be available week one. Very much a shootout. Week two at the Bills, that's primed for a shootout as well. And then you got week three at home against this Jets defense, which I am very, very skeptical on. So I think you're getting some great prices here. And Jameson Williams is just that explosive player. And then meanwhile, Tesla, he had 16 catches, six of which were touchdowns. Now, it's troubling that he's not having a great camp. He was out there with some of the non-starters in the preseason game.
Yeah.
But the Jameson Williams, I mean, they're just dying to unlock him. I know Dan Campbell really loves him. He's just such an explosive player. You might be able to win this market for the receiving touchdowns with like three? Or five, maybe even three. Four,
yeah, I think three could be dead heat. Like, I think this is, you start by handicapping it like this. So to your point, passing touchdowns, Goff is 10-1.
Yeah.
So, okay, he's fifth favorite. You know, they have a good schedule. That's where that price is coming from. Then you go further and you go, okay, well, Amon-Ra's 15-1. He's fourth favorite of the receivers. Now, I'd love to play the other receivers on this team because obviously the market is saying this is a very good environment. The Tesla thing, maybe you're getting a little cute, but the fact
that... still 100-1, and he's clearly a red zone.
I know, but I can get JMO to have the touchdown lead at 80-1. And
I'll take both.
The variance between Amon-Ra at 15-1, the difference in price between Amon-Ra at 15-1 and JMO at 80-1 is pretty astronomical. And you know, I see your yards point, but I think for those yards guys, I'd still rather play someone that's going to get a more consistent workload. And I think with I don't trust that Jameson, even though they're talking him up, I don't trust that he's going to have that volume. So JMO at 80-1 though, most touchdowns, is insane. I'm in on that. What's the next one you're jumping on?
Okay. The one of the rushing yards one.
Okay.
That I think is pretty interesting is our buddy Travis Achane Jr., most rushing yards.
You want to remind people maybe they're coming back to football?
Travis,
who's that?
Etienne, I guess, and apparently we were mispronouncing it the entire time. So, he just decided to announce it.
According to him, he started trying to get people to say his name correctly at Clemson, and they just didn't do it, and so he just stopped trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now he signed a big contract, came home to New Orleans.
Yes. And I think... when you talk about the Saints, their schedule, very favorable start. They have that first game against the Lions. We just said we expect this to be a big shootout game. You could probably make a case for Olave or Shuck, but
and Tyson's going to be out now, it seems. So
that could hurt the passing, but maybe it's better for Olave.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I think against this Lions defense, we've seen Kellen Moore. Look what he did for Saquon Barkley. I think he knows, hey, we love pounding the rock to set up the play action. And that was successful for them last year. Kamara is still in there a little bit, but he's not going to be an every down back. He's kind of like that pass catching guy, third down back. I think they paid Travis Achane Jr. to bring him in and use him as the workhorse. So they have a game against the Lions, who, as we mentioned, pretty banged up. At the Ravens, okay, maybe the Ravens rush defense is fine, but then at home against the Raiders, I think you can definitely run on this Raiders team. And him getting off to a good start here, and you looked at Travis Achane's game logs historically, he's had some 100-plus yard games in the beginning of the season. Even diving deeper, like some guys start hotter than others. Achane Jr. seems like one of those guys. So I like him a lot here. I'm higher than the market on the Saints in general, the Saints offense. So that's a fun way to get involved.
So real quick, they also have in these fast futures, they have kind of a benchmark price for will any player do X in the first 3 weeks. I'm going to rattle through them real quick. Any of these interesting to you? 350 rushing yards in after 3 weeks. Will anyone have that total? It's plus 130. Yes. Minus 165. No. That was interesting to me.
Yeah.
400 rushing yards is now plus 650. Is anyone going to pop there?
Okay.
Let's see what else we have. 450 receiving yards. So we were talking about what's it going to take to bring that home. 450 receiving yards is plus 650. And then the last one I'll bring up is 1,100 passing yards, plus 250. The rushing one is the one that stood out to me. 350 yards rushing doesn't seem crazy. You know, I'm in on the idea of Omarion Hampton to start fast. I know Mike McDaniels has done his best to get people off the scent, telling fantasy players he's going to play all the running backs.
Now, are you taking his yards or his touchdowns?
I prefer the yards. I think with that team, I don't really trust them to be a pound the rock at the goal line. I think you have Herbert's legs still. You have a lot of targets there. So I would prefer, my take would be I like Omarion Hampton to be the guy. I'm not buying what's being said in training camp. I think he's clearly better than the other running backs. I think Keaton Mitchell has a role, but it's not a full sale situation. And when I look at what the Chargers are doing to start the season, Arizona, week one, Sean, they're going to be running the ball there. Las Vegas, week two, they're going to be running the ball there. And then Buffalo, high scoring game. We got to hope that there's some opportunity there. But yeah, I think just in general, could he get to 350 yards? I'd probably just rather play him to lead it. What, 25 to 1, 20 to 1, whatever it is.
Okay. Yeah. So you're high on Hampton.
I'm higher on the Chargers than you. Even though you like him to have the most wins.
Well, yeah, that was a sports betting blackjack.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'm the idiot who's kind of believing Mike McDaniel and saying, I think it's going to be a little bit more split.
Every year we hear this with Keaton Mitchell, and every year he plays a couple good games, has a couple nice plays, and then gets hurt. So I think there's that, too, in my handicap.
Yeah. Obviously, I got to toss in a homer play here, but I'm super high on Devontae Smith. I got him offensive player of the year here at the circuit, 125 to 1.
What's his number in the fast futures?
That's what I'm getting to. He's 20 to 1 to lead the receiving yards. For some reason, they're not hanging the receiving touchdowns, but I like both. Let's just start at the Eagles schedule. Week one at home against Washington. If you recall, Devonta Smith owns Washington. In fact, one of his best games was at the Commanders a couple years back, 169 receiving yards. That's the second highest ever for Devontae Smith. And he's done very well against him. So you start week one at home against the Commanders, then at week two against the Titans. I'm very skeptical of their defense. And then week three against the Bears, also a team with a lot of questions on the defensive side. If this Sean Mannion offense hits, I just think Devontae Smith is going to be the guy he's going to trust. All that production that was vacated by AJ Brown, a lot of it's going to go to Devontae Smith. And you look at what JSN did when DK Metcalf left. I think there's a similar path of success here for Devontae Smith. So I think he's going to have a massive year. And you look at some of the defenses they play, those are some bad pass defenses to start the season.
Yeah, and worth noting, I mean, Jeffrey Simmons is going to wreck the interior of that Eagles line, so they're going to have to pass the ball.
I would
there.
Disagree with that.
Well, I'm trying to say they're not going to run the ball down their throats.
Okay.
You think the Eagles are going to contain Jeffrey Simmons?
I don't think he's going to wreck the offensive line.
I think it's going to make it hard for them to run their little wide zone. Okay. They're going to have to throw them. I'm trying to help your
no,
case.
I think they're going to be able to throw on the Titans secondary.
Okay. Yeah, but once they get up, are they going to run the clock out? Is Jeffrey Simmons going
to
be back in the
game? Sure, but to get up, you got to be able to throw the ball.
Yes.
Kramer, toss one more out.
This is a little bit cheating, but it's in the fast futures section. Give me the Denver Broncos to start 0-5.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Come on.
What do you mean? Look at the schedule. At Kansas City, when? Monday night, week one. Jacksonville at home, the only game they're favored. Then they have the Rams at home. At San Francisco, at Chargers, 16-1. Broncos, 0-5. Let's go. And I still have them making the playoffs.
When we return, college football with Colby Dan.